It was a situation there where everybody was happy to see the war coming to an end, and the Germans didn't really have that much of a heart for it, and they realized that the end was there.
Well, you used to say, only good crowd is a dead one. Well, but there was something in there that, you know, hey, there was a kid. Most of them were kids. We all were kids.
They had a job to do the same way as me. So we went about and did the job that we had to do.
I think we thought that the Germans were probably the evilest people in the world. But as the war went along, we found out also that it wasn't the Germans per se.
A lot of those soldiers, I've thought about this often. That man and I might have been good friends. We might have had a lot in common. We might have liked to fish, you know. He might have liked to hunt. You never know, you know. Of course, they were doing what they were supposed to do, and I was trying to do what I was supposed to do. But under different circumstances, we might have been good friends.
tell you one thing about the Krauts. They sure clean up good.
Yeah. All he needs a little Mozart.
Beethoven.
Sorry, sir?
That's not Mozart. That's Beethoven.
You grab the chicken and I'll only grab the eggs.
Yeah, great.
Fine. Just grab him by the foot. Come on, chicken. All right, this thing bites me, Frank. I swear I'll shoot it.
Guten Tag, Fräulein.
Guten Tag.
Hold on, help.
Oh, George!
Hold on, sir. Hold on.
Hey, come on. I just want to talk to you.
Talk.
You're
staying
it.
Huh? Okay. Look what I got. Chocolate bar. Huh? You like that? Like chocolate? Huh?
Eliza, why don't you leave her alone?
Frank, why don't you just leave me alone, okay? You don't like chocolate? Forget it. I don't like chocolate either. How about this? Cigarettes. Camel? Yeah, you like that, huh?
Eliza!
Frank, please, why don't you go make your omelet?
Why you ain't getting none of my eggs, blockhead?
Jeez. Frank, just... keeps talking. I got two packs. You give it to your friends or something. Why don't you come sit down? Want to sit down? Yeah? Come on. That's it. Hey, Frank. Hold on. Park. Jesus, come on. What? Captain Nixon?
I think so.
The hell's he doing in his harness?
I don't know. Maybe we jumped into Berlin, the war's over.
Yeah, huh?
So what happened? No dice with the Fräulein?
No dice. She smacked me in the mouth. Hey, what the? Germany's looking like it's gonna be pretty good fraternizing territory, huh?
Yeah.
Can you lose a cigarette?
All right.
Oh, God. God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Where's my stuff?
I thought I'd leave it over there, sir.
Morning. You got a box all this stuff will fit into?
Yes, sir, I think so. Same destination?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I'll make sure it goes out first thing in the morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, your folks are sure going to have quite a collection by the time you get home, sir.
Find his keepers.
Yes, sir.
In here. making combat jumps with the 17th. I'm in supply briefings all morning.
Yeah, lucky me.
Well, congratulations. You're probably the only man in the 101st with three combat stars over his jump wings.
Not bad for someone who's never fired his weapon in combat, huh?
Really? Really? You've never?
Nope.
Oh, not even all the action we've seen?
Not around.
So,
how'd it go
this morning, the job?
It's great. Fantastic. Took a direct hit over the drop zone. I got out, two others got out.
The rest of the boys?
Well, they blew up over Germany somewhere. Boom.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
About what?
Well, tough situation.
Oh, yeah, the boys, yeah. It's terrible. Oh, well, it wasn't me. You know, the real tragedy is they also lost their CO, so... Guess he gets to write all the letters home.
Visit from Colonel Singh this morning.
Mm-hmm. And how is the good colonel?
Concerned? Still drinking nothing but the Bat 69, huh?
Why, the finest for Mrs. Nixon's baby boy. Had a problem up in regiment?
What, this? Is that what he said? No. I just don't like it up there.
Good. She'll be happy to hear that Sink is transferring you back down to Battalion S3.
What do you think I should write to these parents, Dick?
Hear what I said, Nix? You've been demoted.
Yeah, demoted. Gotcha. Because I don't know how to tell them their kids never even made it out of the goddamn plane.
You tell them what you always tell them. Their sons died as heroes.
You really still believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Don't you? The Cooperative for American Remittance to Europe, or CARE, has begun assembling food packages stateside to assist those European families in dire need. Presumably all of them. So, no tone to your family reminding them to donate whatever they can. It would be much appreciated. I'm sure that you all be happy to know Oklahoma's still playing on Broadway.
Hey, Oklahoma, when away comes sweeping down the plain, and away then we can sure smell sweet when the wind
comes right behind the rain.
Well, Keith, are you sitting on your bayonet there? Why don't you leave the singing to Luz?
Unless you want to do like Sorry with the Fringe on top, O'Keefe. That could be.
Rita Hayworth's getting married.
Oh, Rita, say it isn't true.
Alan Costello. Wartime news. Resistance in the Ruhr pocket's crumbling. It looks like there might be a breakout in Remagen. Apparently the Krauts forgot to blow up one of their bridges when they headed back over the Rhine. I guess the boys in the 17th Airborne did okay after all.
Forget it. We'd be in Berlin by now, sir, if it was us instead of them, huh?
That's right.
So when's Nick gonna jump into Berlin, see some real action?
You in a rush?
No.
So what? You wanna go home with a Congressional Medal of Honor or something?
Well, I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, why don't you do us all a favor? Don't think. Damn replacements.
Esto es una mierda cagada. Hallelujah.
About time. Yeah, well, consider yourself lucky. Nixon was giving another current events lecture. So, tell me nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. A couple of artillery rounds at dawn, probably from across the river, but that's about it. It's poop-dashy, though.
Here, Rocco just finished it.
Oh, yeah? Any sex in it?
Ain't that kind of book. See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
Okay, move on. Ramsey.
Hey, O'Brien, relax, would you? I'm trying to read.
It's O'Keefe.
Is that right?
Yep. Patrick O'Keefe. My friends call me Patty.
Hey, O'Brien. Shut up.
I told you, it's O'Keefe.
Do you know why no one remembers your name? It's because no one wants to remember your name. There's too many Smiths, D'Amatos, and O'Keefes, and O'Briens who show up here replacing Tocoa men. That you dumb replacements got killed in the first place. And they're all like you. They're all piss and vinegar. Where the crowd's at. Let me at them. When do I get to jump into Berlin? 2 days later, there they are. With their blood and guts hanging out. And they're screaming for a medic. Begging for their goddamn mother. Them dumb fucks don't even know they're dead yet. Hey, you listening to me? Do you understand that this is the best part of fucking war I've seen? I got hot chow, hot showers, warm bed. Germany is almost as good as being home. I even got to wipe my ass with real toilet paper today. So quit asking about when you're gonna see some action, will you? And stop with the fucking love songs. When you ship out? A few weeks ago?
Yeah.
It's been 2 years since I've seen home. 2 years. It's fucking war.
Neither patrol found a single crowd. They were not here either.
They'll be across the river by now. Let's send out a night patrol. Check out the embankment on the far side.
President's dead.
Fair Queen's bets.
All right.
$2.
Nix. No, I'm out.
All right. Well, I'll call you two.
Oh, I can't believe we're not going to drop into Berlin.
No shit.
Ike's going to let the Ruskies have it.
The Ruskies.
God damn it.
I'll tell you something, Wells. This war is not about fighting anymore. It's about who gets what.
Go ahead and deal me out of the next hand.
What about your money?
Are we waiting on him again?
Yep.
Sir, I think I have some mail for you.
Yeah, I was going to drop it off this afternoon with all the other 2nd Battalion mail, but since you're here, yeah.
Thanks. Listen,
I'm having some trouble finding some whiskey.
Whiskey?
Yeah, particular brand of whiskey.
Bad 69.
Exactly right.
I gotta be honest with you, sir. That ain't gonna be easy to find here in Germany. Pickings are kind of slim here.
Yeah, don't I know it?
Even if I do find some, sir, it ain't gonna be cheap.
Well, that won't be a problem.
Hey, Chris, you have news?
Well, sorry, sir. I didn't realize that you were here.
What news?
300,000 Krauss just surrendered.
300?
Yeah. We're moving out in an hour.
1 hour?
Yeah.
Sir, your mail.
Keep looking.
Excuse me, pardon me. Call it, sir. We can move on. Let's go.
Jesus Christ, the dog?
Look.
Cats is divorcing me.
I'm sorry.
He's taking everything. He's taking the house. He's taking the kid. He's taking the dog.
It's not even her dog. It's my dog! He's taking my dog! Let go! Lay off! Come on!
Sarge, what do you have in here? Germans?
Hey, Pagani. You got a lighter?
No, sir, I don't smoke.
Hey, where we at?
Pagani out. Let me see that lighter.
The house?
Yeah.
That near Berlin, sir?
Nope.
That's in Bavaria. Birthplace of National Socialism.
So that mean no dropping to Berlin?
No dropping to Berlin. Hitler ordered the Waffen-SS to hole up in the mountains, repel all the invaders. He wants them to start a guerrilla war.
Invaders. Damn, I like the sound of that.
They'll die the last man trying.
Sir.
What?
Lighter.
All right, nice lighter.
Thanks. Waffen-SS, huh? Hey, looks like gonna get you wish anyway, Flannery. Those guys? Oh, crazy. So Keith. He ain't gonna jump no more. For your glory, 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 he ain't gonna jump no more. Ride the trap around the neck, your neck to track his own. The canopy became the shroud, he hurtled to the ground, he ain't gonna jump no more. Glory, glory, what a hell of a way to die. Germans
are bad.
So what about you, Webb?
Let's see the
I guess I'll finish school first, and then,
Wait a minute. Finish school? Do you mean all this time you've been talking about Harvard this and Harvard that, and you ain't even finished?
For one thing, I haven't told you anything.
Oh.
Yes, yes, I haven't finished. So the fuck what?
All right, well, breathe a little. Jesus. It's just the way you always talk, you know? We all figured that... Hey, you know what? You're right. Shut the fuck what? What did you say?
Literature.
Get out of here. You serious? I love to read.
Do you?
Yeah. Dick Tracy, Flash Gordon mostly. Yeah.
Our lives
for what? You ignorant, servile scum! What the fuck are we doing here?
Sent out some patrols. I have a dog here in the village, he's in Fox and Woods.
Okay. Easy Company's gonna take the northwest. Lieutenant Lipton?
Sir.
That first and second platoon swing up to the woods, half third swing around.
Yes, sir. First Sergeant Talbert! You're not worried about an ambush, are you?
No. Just in case we have to stay here for the night.
Okay.
Sarge.
Why the hell are you so jumpy, boy?
I'm not jumpy. I'm
fine. Can hear your heart pounding in Arkansas, boy.
Jesus Christ, give the kid a break, Bull.
Hey, George.
Huh?
Kind of reminds you of Bastogne.
Yeah, now that you mention it. Except, of course, there's no snow. We got warm grub in our bellies. And the trees aren't fucking exploding from crowd artillery, but yeah, Frank, other than that, it's a lot like Bastogne.
Right?
Bull, smack him for me, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Sure is quiet. He is right, fellas.
Is he falling?
No.
Hey, guys. Anyone guys see any of the officers falling Nixon?
No.
Speak to Popeye.
Hey, Pop.
Popeye, see any of the officers Nixon falling?
Oh, Spears is searching them buildings right down the street. What's the matter?
More. Do you see any of the officers?
Yeah, Major Winters is right in there.
Is he all right? You all
right? Real fine, sir. I'm telling you. Major Winters, sir, we found something. I'll be out of patrol. And, we came across this.
What?
Frank, what is it?
I don't know, sir. Hey,
are you finished with this war?
Stand back. Give us some room here. Stand back. Back. Back.
Yes, sir.
Leave God! Major needs you up front, right now.
Sure.
All right, boys. These people need care. Give them water and any spare rations you might have. Grab me some blankets, quick.
Oh, my God. Dick?
Йоша жив. Йошка може спасти.
You said the guards left this morning, sir.
Konnten Sie aber einige von diesen Leuten.
Langsamer, bitte, langsamer.
Zuvor verbrannten Sie noch einige der Baracken.
They burned some of the huts first.
Mit den Gefangenen immer noch drinnen, lebend.
Well, the prisoner's still in them, sir. Alive.
Jesus Christ. Aber einige von den Gefangenen haben Sie versucht, daran zu
hindern. Some of the prisoners to try to stop.
Sie wurden getötet.
Some of them were killed.
Getötet. Oh, die Wachen hatten nicht genügend.
They didn't have enough ammo for all the prisoners, so.
Sie töteten so viele sie konnten.
They killed as many as they could.
Und dann verließen sie einfach das Lager.
Before they left the camp.
Schlossen das Tor hinter sich und gingen Richtung Süden.
And headed south.
Someone in town must have told them we were coming.
Yeah, I think so.
Will you ask him what kind of camp this is? What are they here?
Was ist das hier?
Das ist ein Arbeitslager für Unerwünschte, wirklich.
He says it's a work camp for Unerwünschte. I'm not sure what the word means, sir. Unwanted? Disliked, maybe?
Criminals?
I don't think criminals, sir. Verbrecher?
Nein.
No.
Ärzte, Musiker, Beamte, Bauern,
doctors, musicians,
Schreiber, Schneider,
tailors, clerks, farmers, intellectuals, and normal people.
Juden.
Jews.
Polen, Zigeuner.
Poles and Gypsies.
Aber ich glaube, das Schlimm, das Frauenlager ist bei der nächsten Bahnstation dort hinten.
Wie bitte? Was sagen Sie?
Dass das Frauenlager bei der nächsten Bahnstation.
Hi.
Lieb Gott.
The women's camp is at the next railroad stop.
Look at their arms.
Like cattle.
Spears and figure out how the hell to get him some food and water.
Let's go. Let's pick up the pace. Come on.
Sergeant Martin, get whatever we can fit on the deuce and a half. Move, let's move.
Hey, halt Sie! Sind Sie wahnsinnig? Was machen Sie da? Halt! Stehen bleiben! Bringen Sie das sofort wieder zurück! Das ist eine Sauerei!
Take it off. Check the back and shut up!
Hey, Sieber! Sagen Sie Ihren Leuten, Sie sollen das sofort wieder zurückbringen!
Shut up!
Das Gerät soll das Brot augenblicklich wieder zurückgehen! Sie sollen das sofort wieder zurückbringen! Das gehört uns hier!
Shut up, you Nazi fuck!
Ich bin kein Nazi. Ich bin kein Nazi.
Not a Nazi. My mistake, you fat fucking prick. How about a human being? Are you one of those? Or are you going to tell me that you never smelled the fucking stench?
Töten Sie mich nicht, bitte. Bitte töten Sie mich nicht. Ich verstehe nicht, was Sie da sagen.
Webb, he says he doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Son, Chow, this is chaos. There's plenty to go around, please.
We got more water on the way.
Dick, Major Winters.
Yes, sir.
Sir. This is Dr. Kent, the regimental surgeon. Now, Doc, you tell Major Winters, Captain Nixon, what you just told me.
Yes, sir. We need to stop giving these men food right now. They're starving. We give them too much to eat too quickly, they'll eat themselves to death. We need to keep them in the camp till we can find a place warm in town.
You want us to lock these people back up?
We got no choice, Nixon.
Otherwise, they might scatter. We need to keep them centralized so we can supervise their food intake and medical treatment. So, until we find someplace better.
Colonel Sink.
It's a crying ass chamber. Let's get it done.
Yes, sir.
I'm not getting any more than you guys.
General Taylor? Bob Sink, 506. Sir, we're at Landsberg, the other side of Burklow. We found something I believe you ought to see, sir.
Can't tell him that, sir.
Got to, Joe. Grant Christensen. These prisoners have to be put back in the camp immediately. Let the men know.
Achtung bitte! Achtung bitte!
Danke.
Sie müssen wieder ins Lager zurück. Es ist nur für eine kurze Zeit. Lass mich gehen. Und mit richtigem Essen und mit Medizin sorgen können. Bitte. Ziehen Sie wieder ins Lager. Es ist für Ihr eigenes Wohl.
Freaking house in Germany.
Thought you weren't drinking a local.
Yeah, well.
Heard from division. Been finding camps like this all over the place.
Jesus.
Seems the Russians liberated one a lot worse.
Worse?
Yeah. Apparently. 10 times as big. Execution chambers, ovens. For cremating all the bodies.
Jesus. The locals claim that they never even knew the camp existed. They say we're exaggerating.
Well, they're going to have a hell of an education tomorrow. General Taylor declared martial law about an hour ago. Ordered every able-bodied German in town age 14 to 80 to start burying the bodies. That'll begin in the morning. 10th Armored are going to supervise cleanup.
What about us?
We head out for Talem tomorrow. 1,200 hours.
Hitler's dead.
Holy shit.
Shot himself in Berlin.
Is the war over, sir?
No. We have orders to Berchtesgaden, and we're going to move out 1 hour.
Why? The man's not home. Should have killed himself 3 years ago. Saved us a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he should have. But he didn't.